This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Well, that it does, and that future is now for the Phillies. Dave Dombrowski has 30-plus hours to finish this team and put them over the hump to win a World Series. All right, welcome back. Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian, joining us right now to talk Phils, the deadline. And I got to get some more context on the quote in a story a couple days ago, Bryce Harper, when Bryce used Eugenio Suarez's name in there about, you know, where he'll move around. Todd Zielecki, MLB.com, also the Phillies show with Jim Salisbury and Ruben Amar. He's with us right now on the eve of the trade deadline. Todd, how you doing?
Todd.
Good. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good, Todd. My question to you is, what happened, like, if you know any more information about the Bryce Harper commissioner thing, was that as bad as I made it out to be?
It was funny talking to Bryce about it the other day. He didn't want to get any details, but obviously he didn't dispute any of the details. And it just kind of shows you where these two sides are going forward in terms of the labor dispute that with the CBA expiring after next season. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I think everybody is. Nobody wants to lose baseball. But, two very passionate people.
That's the way you want to frame it today?
Yeah, two very passionate people talking about a very serious matter. So I hope when they get to the negotiating table, it's going to be rough, I'm sure, but hopefully they can get it done.
So, Todd, Bryce is about what, 6'6", ain't he? About 6'6"?
Yeah, he's like 6'2", Hugh.
What you talking about? I'm just asking. Todd's there every day. You know, he's about 6'6", right? About 6'6".
He's a big dude.
See?
He's a big dude.
Yeah,
about 6'6", Hugh. But he's a big dude.
Man, why don't y'all be quiet and let Todd talk, man? He's giving us the skinny.
Well, he is. All right, so we need the skinny on this. So, Todd, we saw your article the other day with Bryce and kind of reiterating that he would play the outfield if the team acquired another infielder and they needed someone to move there. And we were struck by, in the quote, in your story, he used Suarez, Eugenio Suarez's name. Now, what did you ask him? Like, what was the question that led to him saying? Because I feel like around this time of the year, players generally don't say, like, this specific player. They will say, like, if we get an infielder. What did you ask him? How did he land saying, yeah, if we get Suarez, I'll play the outfield, but maybe jump back to first on days he has off?
Right, yeah. I mean, in fairness, I did say to him, because as I was talking to him about this, remember, he went to the Phillies in the offseason and said, I will go to the outfield if you can get the right guy. And that guy, right guy, was Pete Alonso in the offseason. Talked to him again about it in spring training. Said, yeah, that offer is still on the table. So as I circled back to him on Monday and said, I just want to make sure, is that offer still on the table? And he said, yes. And we were talking about it. And I said, you know, you're probably not going to do it for just anybody. I said, obviously, like a guy like Suarez would be a guy you would move out to left field for a considered position change. And he said, yeah, absolutely. And that's why he mentioned him by name, because I first mentioned Suarez by name. But, he did add in there, he's like, you know, Dave's not going to ask me to move unless we get the right guy. And the right guy, I think, in the minds of everybody, is a big right-handed bat or just a bat that you can fit into the middle of the lineup to hit behind Bryce Harper and Kyle Schwarber. And Suarez is really the guy. I mean, I don't know if they're going to get it done. Fortunately, the imaging on his right hand the other day turned out to be negative. But Bryce wants to win, and he's played the outfield before, obviously. And he, you know, he had no problems reiterating the fact, yes, if they come to me, if we get the right guy, I will 100% move to left field or to the outfield to make this happen, make this work.
Todd, it kind of feels like with what Bryce has said and the way that this, like some of the stories we hear coming out of the clubhouse, that this team is feeling kind of, I don't want to say desperate, but they're kind of pressed to try to win a World Series. Now, is that the right way to assess this?
Yeah, I think so. I think they absolutely, I mean, they're very smart. They know their strengths. They know their weaknesses. They know Kyle Schwarber's a free agent. JT Realmuto, Ranger Suarez are free agents after this season. They know that these guys are in their early 30s and, you know, how many more years of injury-free, productive baseball do all these guys have left in them? And so they know that they will really want to strike right now. And if you talk to any player, I remember Roy Halladay saying this before the July 2011 trade deadline, saying, listen, I want Rubin to go out and get somebody big. I want him to go out and get somebody big. Prospects were great. He's like, I don't care about the prospects. I might not be here in 3 to 4 years. You know what I mean? When these guys come up and start getting productive, I want to win now. And I think all of those players in the clubhouse feel that way. They want the Phillies to go out, get a closer, get a bat, do anything that they can to give them the best position to win. I mean, they feel like Kyle Schwarber will be back next year, but maybe he's not. Now what? So, you know, are you going to not make a big move because you think, you know, Aiden Miller is, are you 100% sure he's going to become an all-star? Are you convinced that 3-4 years down the road, Eduardo Tait's going to be a great catcher or Arun Escobar? Those are the questions they need to ask. But in the minds of the players, again, they want to win now. And so, hey, trade a prospect to get it done.
Todd, as we forecast this thing a little over 30 hours out, the reporting seems to still be bullpen piece and a bat. Do you get a sense it matters more to them what the better one, like, I'll put it this way. If they could get a great bullpen arm and a pretty good bat, or a great bat and a pretty good bullpen arm, what do you think their preference would be down the stretch here?
I think the closer, the really good lockdown ninth inning closer, I think is their priority. You know, there is interest in Ryan Helsley, obviously. There's interest from the Cardinals. And some of the Phillies' top prospects, you know, they've been scouting him. Like any team that has a closer has been scouting the Philly system. But I think the Phillies understand that they really need that ninth inning guy to lock things down. And then you can bump down Strom and Kirkering. You know, you get Alvarado for the final few weeks of the season. Maybe you move Jesus Luzardo into the bullpen at some point. But I think that is the priority. Just because Suarez is a rental, maybe the asking price is going to be too high. You know, Luis Robert Jr., he would make some sense for sure, but at what price? And, you know, if they don't do anything to improve the offense, you know, maybe that's the time that they call up Justin Crawford and give him a look. You know, Dave Dombrowski kind of hinted at that last week when he spoke in Philadelphia, saying, you know, we need to kind of see how things shake out over the next week or so before we really figure out what we're going to do with Justin Crawford. I took that as, you know, if they don't make an upgrade offensively, that Justin Crawford is going to be up at some point.
Todd, last one for you. As you kind of look into your crystal ball, if you had to guess, do you think this deadline will be different than the last two? I mean, the last two, they try to put around the margins, right? It was Rodolfo Castro, Michael Lorenzen, and then last year, Tanner Banks. And we know they tried with Austin Hayes, and unfortunately, his tenure here didn't work out. Do you get the sense this one's going to be different? And however the musical chairs play out, that they're going to land someone that they're going to, we're going to be excited about, and they are too?
Boy, that's a great question, because right now I feel like there's a lot of, man, the prices are so high all across baseball. But I do think that Dave Dombrowski understands this situation, and I do think when push comes to shove, he's going to do what is needed to improve this team, even if it's just that lockdown closer. Maybe it is only Ryan Helsley, but maybe, you know, I do think they're going to do something of significance. I heard what Jim said yesterday, I guess it was, that there'd be disappointed veterans in the clubhouse, and I absolutely, you know, believe that that is the case, that they want to win. Like I said earlier, they see what's going on in front of them. They know who's a free agent. They know they're getting older. They want to strike now, and so I think there will be some disappointment if they go, hey, you know, all we could do is get this eighth inning setup type guy, and we're just going to move forward with what they have.
It's going to be a fascinating next couple of days. Todd, we appreciate it. We know it's a busy time for you. Thank you for hopping on. We'll be listening to the Phillies show, and we'll catch up soon. Thank you, Todd.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes. Todd Zielecki, MLB.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So a lot there from Todd. He does think they're going to make a bigger move this time than the last 2 years.
Yeah.
He did. He didn't want to. I think he was letting you down easy. The price is not 6'6".
He said he was a big dude. He did say he was a big
dude. Of course
dude,
he's a big dude. I mean, he's
about 6'5".
6'2", 6'3". I mean, I think that's more
about 6'4".
Yeah, in line with that. But also, he said the same thing in his own way that Jim Salisbury said yesterday, that there's going to be a lot of disappointed people in that clubhouse if they don't make a big move.
Yeah. That I know that jumps out to a lot of people, but I still feel like it's a lot. It's a smoke screen. I still feel like they're not going to do
the
it.
The smoke screen?
Yeah. Smoke screen?
A little bit.
Company like man Douglas over here is
I just
off
feel like
the
it is.
Rails.
How many times have we heard that they them say that they were
I
going
know, but,
to do
but now.
The time is now.
I think their mortality is in front of them.
Hugh's mortality is in front of them. I think the messaging's been a little bit different this year, though.
It has. Yeah.
Like, because now it's like Dombrowski knows that the time is now to go all in.
And yeah, I think and guys some of are it getting was, older, not getting any younger. Yeah,
plus, like, there's added pressure now. I don't remember this being a thing with Bryce Harper's putting so much. Mm-hmm. He's put so much pressure on them to go make a move. I think Harper's getting tired of those down-the-middle moves from the last few seasons.
You know what else he's getting tired of? No one pitching to him in October.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah, that,
I mean,
could be a little
Alec Bohm throwing tantrums when he's got to be the guy to protect Bryce Harper.
And I mean, let's be real. He can't say it, but, like, he's basically saying, Dave, we can't do this crap anymore. Like, Bohm can't hit behind me in October. Can you get a real bat in here to hit behind me so we can go win the World Series?
The reality of the situation.
Yeah, like,
this guy ain't getting it done.
I need help. Get me some more help. All right, 215-592-9494. Where do you come down with a little over 30-plus hours to go? MLB trade the line tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Do you care about the future? Does it matter to you, or are you all about the right now? I'm about the right now. Does the future of the Phillies matter to you, yes or no? 60% voting yes. What, can we live for the now? Can we live for today?
I think I made a very strong presentation.
Yeah, there it is.
About what it is.
Oh, yeah,
people, some of those people remember that Odubel Herrera era. Say that fast like three times.
Odubel Herrera era. It's not easy.
Error.
It was an error, the whole thing.
Error.
You know what's allowed? They are allowed to trade away prospects and just develop new prospects.
Yeah, they are.
The best teams do that.
They are, and most teams do. But I feel like, this is what I feel like. I feel like, especially if you're talking about two teams vying for the same guy, that Painter's name is being volleyed around quite a bit, and that's the move that they don't want to make.
I'm sure they don't.
You know, so because, and I think the reason they don't want to make it is because there was so much put into him before he got hurt.
They've waited.
And after he got hurt. And I think for them, you know, because I've always heard, like, pitching, always hard to find good pitching. And I feel like that's what most people want. And that's what they really don't want to give up.
I'm sure they don't. And I'm not, you know, banging the drum to trade away Andrew Painter. I'm just saying, you know, when it comes to the Millers and the Crawfords, and I would trade Painter for the right person. Like, Stephen Kwan, his name is out there. According to Jeff Passan, the Mets and the Phillies are after Stephen Kwan. And I saw John Heyman this morning say the Dodgers. If the Dodgers, Mets, and Phillies are all after him, and the Phillies can get him by saying, you could just have Andrew Painter, I would trade Andrew Painter for Stephen Kwan. He's one of the best players in baseball.
He's controllable, too.
Yes.
And he's a bat. Like, it's not like he's a relief pitcher.
27, yes. Too.
Yeah. He's a star. I mean, he's a Glover.
Dave and John are listening right now, and you're telling them to hang on to these prospects?
I'm not telling them anything.
Yes, you are. They're listening.
I'm telling you what I think. I'm just telling you what I think is going to happen.
They don't need to move on. This is remarkable.
That's Joe DeCamera's thing.
Well, it is Joe DeCamera's thing. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Our Twitter question, of course, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Rob in Overbrook is up on WIP. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Joe. What's going on? Hey, here. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I got something about A.J. Brown when I get finished with this. Phillies. I think he'll like this. But as far as you're saying, you know, at first you were in on Mike Trout. I'm always hurt. You wanted that guy. Now you want some of it. You know what?
Rob, before we criticize the Mike Trout thing, the Phillies have the worst outfield in baseball. The idea that people are against Mike Trout, that's fine. You could say he's always hurt and his contract is bad. We watch the worst outfield in baseball. So I'm not going to apologize for wanting a three-time MVP. Like, you want to keep watching the worst outfield in baseball? You keep watching it, Robbie. I want great players.
But if the guy's not playing, you still got the worst outfield.
Rob, 60 games of Mike Trout is better than 160 of Johan Rojas. Like, let's get real here.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Okay, go ahead. Now you go.
Yeah, and I'm with you as far as getting, you know, mortgaging your future for, you know, for right now. If these guys show up in the playoffs and play like they're supposed to play instead of choking every year, you wouldn't be.
They haven't choked every year. That's just not true.
People love to make excuses for Bryce Harper.
Did they choke in 2022 against a far superior team in the Astros? Did they choke?
I'm talking about Arizona and the Mets. That's what I'm talking about.
Arizona, they choked. I'm with you on that. I don't think they choked against the Mets. I think the Mets were better at that point.
They choked against the Mets, man. Yeah. They didn't win it. You know, so I don't want to trade away the future. And it's like you said, if they do it and they fail, you'll be okay. No, you won't. You'll be next year. You'll be talking about how they trade away the future. But that's what talk radio is.
If they trade for a star player, I'm not going to criticize them.
and if they don't win, you'll be talking about it next year. That's what talk radio is. You guys just sit there.
Yep. So, Rob, we have to talk about what happened.
What is the point of this era of Phillies baseball if they're not going to try right now? What are we doing?
You know what? I told Kyle, you got people calling in that can't put four quarters together to make a dollar. Talking about spending this billionaire's money because you want this. You want a parade.
We got Robin Overbrook, the smartest guy in the room, who criticizes Bryce Harper for the October issues we have around here, as if it's Harper's fault.
Well, he don't help.
He doesn't help? Have you watched the last three postseasons?
Yeah, I watched the big. I told you this before, Joe. There are big moments in a play, and Hugh knows because he's an athlete. There are big moments in a playoff run, and then there's the biggest moment in the championship.
Yeah, right.
And you can have big moments during a playoff run, but if you don't have that big moment in the biggest moment, it's still a failure. You know, so you know That's true. Tell me about what he did in the NLS and all that stuff, and he has some big moments. But
he has some great moments.
He had some great moments. But when the time come to have the greatest moment, he didn't have it. Mm-hmm. So what do you say about the guy? You know, you give him a pass or you just blame it on the other guy, wasn't hitting behind him, whatever, yada, yada, yada. Or you just say the guy choked. And that's what it is. Don't be afraid to say Bryce Harper choked. Don't be afraid to say that because he choked. And it's okay.
Overall, he's been a brilliant October performer. I mean, like that's the truth.
Doesn't he have like the fourth highest OPS in baseball history in the postseason? All right, well, yeah.
I give you that. Okay. But at the biggest moment, He has not.
So you just want to? So what do you want to do? Just quit on the season? Like what? What is the point of all this?
The point of all this is I don't want to go back to right after 08 and 09 scene. You know, we had all those years of being in purgatory. Now you got to go out and get some mercenaries like Harper and Schwab and those guys.
We already are here, Rob. This is you can, like, we can't undo this. They already have made the team like this.
And that was Middleton's mistake, because once you want to play, yeah, listen, once you try to play like the Yankees, you better beat the Yankees or the Dodgers.
But then
the Yankees won.
So hold on, okay, but then keep going. Like the Yankees and Dodgers don't stop and say, we're tapped out at the trade deadline. They go for it. Like, so,
especially the Dodgers. The Dodgers always.
I'm telling you right now, Middleton, I think he's tapped out. I don't think he wants to. You know, how much more money? So you are, how many more $300 million guys can you get and keep failing? And that's what Middleton's saying to himself. You know, because Bryce Harper.
Well, then he's a fraud too. If he's cutting off the spending, he's a fraud too. He said he wants his bleeping trophy back. Go get it.
Well, he better go. You know, the only way he's going to get a trophy is he go buy one. He can go down to Johnston and go get him a trophy. You know, he got enough money.
So
that's the only way he's going to get a trophy. Now, real quick, you. You know what? I was looking at that A.J. Brown press conference, and he was talking about how the passing game wasn't up to par last year. Remember that in the locker room?
In the middle of the season. Last year, football.
He reminded me of the old lady on my block. You know, when the cops come, she down there talking to them, and, you know, she got the rag on her head, and she talking to the cops, and everybody in the block looking at it. Then when the cops leave, they say, what you doing? Would you say anything? You tell him? I ain't say nothing. They asked me a few questions, but, you know, he was definitely dry stitching. You know,
well, of course he was.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of that. Finally,
wait, it's only July 30th. Rob, appreciate the phone call. I think we uncovered that last December, the minute it happened. But Rob's got it today. So.
You guys want to talk about what Jalen Hurts said about Nick Sirianni?
Not today. I mean, I do like talking about that stuff, but not today.
No, today's a different day.
I can't get into the head of the person who just shrugs their shoulders and says, I don't want to try anymore. Like, the Phillies have tried enough. No, they haven't. They haven't won.
I don't want to try anymore.
Well, that's the way Rob came off. I don't want to try anymore. I'm done investing in this team. Then what is the point of what they've done? Maybe this is my own thing. Like, if I've gone this far in doing something, don't you try to finish it the right way? It feels like if they don't push the next day or so, they're not going to put their best foot forward to finish this.
You know what this feels like to me, Joe?
What's that?
When I think about this. Is, okay, you like to use the analogy you pay for what you want.
Yeah.
Okay, say you go into the car dealership, right? And you negotiate a pretty good deal, but they say in order to take this car, you have to throw in, like, you got to get this $2,000, you know, warranty or whatever. It's mandatory, whatever. And you're sitting there and be like, okay, how bad do I really want this warranty?
Yep.
I mean, I get that. And for some people, that might be a little bit too much. You know, that might take a little, even though you're right there or you feel like you're right there at the finish line, that price tag might be a little bit too hefty for you.
I understand. And look, the last 2 years, it's obviously been too hefty about for them. I mean, the Phillies haven't gone all in the last 2 years, and they've had the same players, right? They could have.
This is how I feel about this. I think that everybody felt good about the guys that they had, so it was easy to say, we're going to push all in. Because when you look at this roster, and I would say right now that when they went to the World Series, you could look at that as an overachievement.
They did that.
In a short period of time.
I agree.
And now they've adjusted, and they went back to the mean. Now it's like, okay, well, hey, you said you were going to push all in, and now it's like, I don't know about that. That's what it kind of feels like. But we'll see. We'll see, because what people are reporting, what people are saying – doesn't really line up to what you basically said about a week ago. But the reports are that, you know, everything's heating up. But that could also be one of those things where you want people to think it's heating up because you want to save face at the trade deadline.
You're totally right. I mean, yes, because they've been connected.
Luis Roberts. That's the one.
I think you could be right on that.
Can I get a bet on that? Because I've been, you know, I ain't been hitting none of these bets lately.
Well, we told you you were gonna cool off. You didn't believe us.
I'm gonna see if I can hit the. Because I feel strong about that. I feel like that's gonna
Luis
be the
Robert next team Phillies.
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you this. So you've been saying that. Are they also going to get a big time relief pitcher? Because if they get a big time relief pitcher and then they get Luis Robert as the bat, I'm okay. But if Luis Robert is what they get, that's the if he's the big acquisition and they don't really improve the bullpen.
When you say big time.
Like a guy that's like he's clearly their best relief pitcher. Like they go acquire.
You mean like the Mason kid, right?
Ooh, yeah,
Mason Miller.
You give me Mason Miller and Luis Robert, let's go win the World Series.
I mean, I'm just trying to get a gauge for who you think is a big name. So if we got Mason Miller and Luis Robert, you'd be okay with that.
I'm good. Because then you got me a certainty in the bullpen and then a wild card in the lineup. I just if Luis Robert's by far the best player they acquire, that's a little shaky. I mean, just be real. He hasn't played well in a couple years. 215-592-9494. All right, do you care about the future of the Phillies? I don't. I'm all in on the present. Finish this thing. Put your best foot forward. And if they overpay, they overpay. Tell Dave and John what you think. The time is now. 215-592-9494. All right, plus new evidence has emerged and surfaced regarding yesterday's tennis postponement decision. Have we found the true culprit?
Joe Camerata.
Yeah, it might have been. Yesterday, we were very hard on Blue Jeans Lakin. Was it really Rod's fault, or are there more people at play here we have to blame? That's up next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mean, it's a good song, and it's very appropriate for what happened yesterday. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. So, of course, our boss here, Blue Jeans, Rod Lakin, who yesterday showed up to training camp decked out in blue jeans. The guy's sweating bullets at 8:30, and all of a sudden, they postponed the tennis event. Hugh, everyone around here is so disappointed of what happened yesterday. People calling WIP soft. I mean, it really became a bad look for us that we couldn't play that tennis match yesterday. You almost got yourself fired yesterday.
Yeah, because the boss came. He was hot. Yeah. He was hot with the blue jeans. Oh, he shouldn't have worn them damn blue jeans yesterday.
I agree. Man. I mean, the guy was sweating bullets, and then we found out that they...
You can't make a decision about heat while you're cooking up a stew.
Of course not. So we had that tennis match postponed yesterday.
Cooking the stew.
And here's what we did. We put a lot of blame yesterday on Rod, right? And understandably so. And a lot of people were mad at Rod. The question is, was he truly to blame for what happened yesterday? We got some more information. Let's listen to the morning show today as some details about how the correspondence went yesterday morning between the big boss here, Rod, the camera, Jack, even Rhea was involved at some point. Here was some of that this morning on really what went down yesterday and why that tennis match was postponed.
Two text messages in this process. Here we go. And this all happened very late in our show. It was in the finals. I think it was like during Time's Yours. The first text message I sent was in response to David Yagaroff's text message. I wrote the following. I totally get your concern, David, and appreciate the note. I am fully prepared to play. but I do think not playing should be strongly considered, both for our sake and for all the spectators. Then I relayed something that I'm now going to divert from the text for a moment to say that I had heard, Rhea, what you had referenced earlier. I'm not going to quote it verbatim, but I'll say you referenced earlier what you had heard about training camp 2 days ago, that people were struggling.
Yeah, and I mentioned it to the boss.
Yes,
so
yes.
I think when I did that, I set alarm bells off.
Yeah, that did.
I was just chatting.
You said that to them. Yeah, I'm not going to read the total specifics here.
I didn't just chatting.
But I relayed, Rhea, what you had told. I didn't know you had also told them that.
Yeah.
So
I was disappointed. No,
James, I will just tell you the reason I was doing it, I was making fun of Rod for wearing jeans. So that was the context.
Without your comment, Rhea, it probably would have been played.
I know.
All right. Here, there's a little bit to unpack there. So Rhea also noticed Rod's jeans yesterday and think that played a big role in this. But I have
blue jeans change the perspective of things, man, especially in your nether regions. When you get out down there, bro, it get warm and you just be like, you know, you know what I mean? It's just it's
you
an uncomfortable
straight
spot.
Yeah,
yeah. It's, you know, all the all the important stuff down there just ain't thinking right. Yeah.
Come on, guy.
95 in blue jeans is a problem. I agree. So I'm not taking Rod off the hook fully.
But Rhea planted the seed, though.
I know. So
she did that.
After hearing that, Rhea did plant the seed, you know, telling everyone about how people were struggling to camp the day before. I mean, Joe, though.
He took it and ran with it.
The more I hear of this, I know we have one more piece to play here.
And the next two are the most incriminating for DeCamera.
I am starting to feel like DeCamera is the biggest reason why that wasn't played yesterday.
I'm going to let Kyle play first because I got a lot to say got a lot to unpack.
Let's hear this.
You guys aren't going to like my last two sentences.
Oh, no.
I haven't liked any of them yet. So.
If I were you.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I would postpone it.
Oh, no.
But I am happy to do whatever is decided upon.
This one's for you.
That is weasel.
This one's for you.
Listen, the market manager has a legal response. I still need a lawyer to call in. I asked an hour ago for a lawyer. We haven't had a lawyer call. Can I please get a call from a lawyer?
That's a Weasley sentence.
If people passed out at our event, God forbid heat stroke and it really got serious, would the station be liable at a WIP event, not just us, but if a spectator had shown up and passed out, is the station liable? I don't know the answer to that. That's why I'm asking, can a lawyer please call us 215-592-9494. The final text message I'll just tell you that I sent, because I only sent two, after I was told it was postponed, I wrote, good call. Thank you.
Oh, God.
Rod, I should announce the postponement right now, right? And then I got the response and I announced the postponement.
I'm incredibly disappointed.
All right, the more information that comes out, I think it's clear DeCamera is the biggest culprit of what happened yesterday. If I were you, it's almost like saying, listen, it's not my call, but if you, you know, if this is, the blood's on your hands if someone gets hurt here. That was, DeCamera is the reason that got canceled yesterday. I blame Joe.
You know what the word that comes to mind when I hear that? Lame.
That's a good word.
Joe DeCamera was being a lame. And here's the thing. Rhea gave him the seed. Because in his mind, and this is what, like, we all know Rhea, and I can almost guarantee you, when Rhea said something about people falling out, especially hearing that she was saying it off of the blue jean comment, that it was tongue-in-cheek. I can almost visualize this, and oh my God, well, you know, people are falling out, and, you know, our fearless leaders out here with blue jeans on, sweating his, you know, whatever off, whatever. And Joe heard that.
Because
he was always feeling, it feels like he already felt some kind of way. And then this is what he did. This is because, you know, our company errs on the side of caution when it comes to things like that.
Of course.
And then when you're talking to Yad and you say something about liable, like that's all you got to say.
Yeah.
When you use the word liable, then now you get the lawyers involved and they're like, hey. And on top of that, you know, yesterday, to be full disclosure, the Eagles were running around with carts, with water bottles, giving them to people that were just randomly standing in the crowd.
It was hot.
But, yeah, he saw that. He knew that. And he used all that to buy himself some time.
I mean, if Joe just, you know, says,
Lane,
I'm good to go, we're good to go, your call, then I wouldn't blame Joe. But he led management down the path of, you really should cancel this.
Lane.
It's not my call, but you really probably should.
Yeah, so, Lane. That's Lane.
It's easy to blame Joe right now.
Which, and it's fun, yeah.
What do you mean it's easy? It's facts.
Well, not necessarily.
What do you mean?
We're only going off of what texts we know about.
Well, that is true.
There is one party who seems to be being protected in this whole thing.
Well, that would be Jack.
And by the way, Jack, even though pressed multiple times yesterday to release his texts,
he refused.
Refused to do it.
Yeah, he refused.
They both lame.
Well, you wait. That's
Jack should release the texts.
Like, listen, I like Jack. I've been trying to, you know, we've been trying to build this bridge of friendship between the two of us.
Mm-hmm. Ruin it. Burn it.
I'm here, and I got a gas can.
Just light the match. Come on.
When he invoked the HIPAA law. Now, listen.
Yeah, which doesn't even apply.
It doesn't even apply. The text messages.
There's no doctor involved here. There's no doctor. HIPAA is with doctors.
He said the HIPAA law. And I'm like, what the hell is he talking about?
There's no one smart enough involved in this to be a doctor. So let's move past that.
And I just talked to a friend of mine, that's a lawyer, and she said, you wouldn't, like, if the people were out there, you're not liable. Because they came out there. I mean, they're
on their
out
own.
There.
On their own,
they came out there on their own.
Yeah.
But when you say that, like, yeah, it has a lot going on. He's running the company or whatever. Mm. When you say that, he probably didn't have time to vet it. And he's like, you know what? Fine. You sound soft anyway. He's probably thinking that in his head. You sound like you really don't want to do it anyway. So
he's going off of his employees and what they're saying. Yeah, I think there's a real chance Jack probably doubled down on what Joe said. Like, yeah, Joe's right, you know. I don't know what Jack said. He refuses to release the text messages.
Which is shady, by the way.
Well, DeCamera did
it. DeCamera did it willy-nilly.
And DeCamera put his out there, and they made him look bad. So I think
do we really need to see? Seriously, though. We have been here long enough to know. Do we really need to see Jack text messages to know exactly what he said?
Well, I would be. I would like to know.
Would you?
More information, the better.
But here's the thing. Whatever you're thinking they said, you're probably not far off from that, because it's like, with all due respect to Jack, he's already kind of shown you what type of cat he is.
You're talking about the golf.
Here we go.
I'm talking about, we're here. The fact that, you know, he let Joe DeCamera Clubber Lang his wife, you know, talk about doing the Clubber
Lang
thing.
He did let
thing.
That happen, yeah.
Well, I don't think it really happened. It was just the idea of it happening.
No,
that didn't really happen.
It was as good as it happened.
Even though you had the idea, you said it on the radio. Should have swung on him, in my opinion.
See, this is why we can't get you involved.
Is this the third time this week that you encourage violence?
I'm just saying. Should have swung on him.
This is why you were suspended for 3 minutes this morning.
And I'm still here, so
I'm
doubling down on that. Should have swung on him.
Now, here's the real question. As we play this out, I'm starting to realize we were a little heavy-handed on Rod yesterday, who really had probably very little to do with this. Joe, David, Jack, Rhea,
but the Blue Jeans. It was his fault, dog.
There's a lot of wrinkles to this.
Listen, I'm walking up. And granted, I had on all black, which was probably not a good thing
but
to do.
But at least you had a t-shirt and shorts on.
And I had... And when I walked up to the tent, the RV, and he walked out, I was like, man, what the hell you got on? what you doing? He was like, yeah, I know. But the thing that got me was, you walked out the house and it was hot.
You knew.
And give him the benefit of the doubt. Even if you walked in the garage and got your car, it's probably hot as hell in the garage.
It's musty in there, you know.
It's too hot for blue jeans.
We can take it a step further, guys. Again, I will reiterate this. We have weather forecasts.
Also, guys, the Eagles specifically told us at WIP we're moving up practice because of the heat. We were all aware of the heat.
We got that email yesterday.
Oh, we were told the day before.
When we were told the day before, did I not immediately say, we're still doing tennis, though?
Yeah, well, again.
Yeah,
If
you want to release our emails.
Well, we don't want to do that.
Well, not all of them.
Huge just algorithm the one, is too heavily involved.
Just the one specific. Oh, yeah, I like how y'all ain't replying to some of the stuff I be sending y'all.
You know why? I'll be real.
It's going to leak into
every
our
Every once
algorithm.
In a while when you click, I click on something you send, my algorithm's ruined for 3 days. I need to cleanse. You've ruined my algorithm. All right, 215-592-9494.
We need to flush any
semblance
of
y'all not responding to my text. It's disrespectful.
It's the algorithm. The problem is the algorithm.
No, it's disrespectful.
All right. We'll hammer that out another day. Who do you blame most for yesterday's debacle of a cancellation of tennis? the more it plays out, to me, it's on DeCamera more than it's on Rod. And as much as we'll have fun with the blue jeans, I think DeCamera really set the whole thing
in
motion.
We're letting Jack off the hook, I think.
Well, I'm not,
what?
I need.
What'd you say?
We're letting Jack off the hook. I need more information. Jack should release a text. I think it's only right. Joe read his. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. And of course, you're taking on the Phillies. Should they just say screw the future? What's up, Jeff? Yeah, we've lost you. What's up, Jeff?
What you talking about?
Hugh, welcome back from your 3-minute hiatus.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here. It was time to go for a minute, though.
Yeah. It doesn't feel like it's going to last.
We're in trouble.
Look, I know it was a bit because if he fired you, your name would never be spoken on this radio station again. They just completely dismiss people when they fire them. So, you know, that's what they do. I'm telling you, I've been around a long time. I hear it. Anyway.
He's right. I mean, yeah, he's probably right.
I'll let you cook on that one.
Anyway.
I can't disagree.
Hey. Joe, bleep them kids. Look, if this was the first year that the Phillies had, you know, had a winning team, and you had an opportunity to make the team better, and the lay of the land as far as the league goes was like it is now, that's, you got to go. Maybe you might not go for it because you still got 3 or 4 years ahead of you. We're at least at the middle, if not towards the end of this run with these guys, and the fact that there's no runaway team this year, you got to go all in.
Well, it is true. I mean, there is no runaway team. And yeah. Jeff, I would say they're probably closer to the end than they are the beginning. And they're probably, and they could be closer to the end than even the middle. Like if we say it started in 22, so they've had 3 years, this is year four. All right. Next year, if they re-sign two out of the three free agents they have, probably next year, they'll be, you know, in this mix again. But then by 26, with their age, there's a real chance injuries start to come into play, that Wheeler, you know, falls off from being this good to maybe just being pretty good. Like, there's a real chance that this year is their best shot with this group, with their age, with their health, with the fact that they're all together. I mean, Jeff, I think here's what I don't want. I don't want us to sit here 3 years from now and just say, man, I regret it. And we regret it because they had a shot and they didn't go all in.
Agreed. You know, the list of potential stars that are in the minor leagues is miles and miles and miles long. You can go down. I mean, there's tons of them that the Phillies have had that were the next this, the next that.
Yep.
And they pan out to be nothing. So the percentages to me say, if you got a chance to get a proven player right now to fill your get a right-handed bat is what I would prefer. A bullpen guy would be fine too. But we have extra pitching and, you know, starters that can be moved. You got to go in for it. I mean, look, Painter's not really having that great of a year. Whether he's working on something down there, I don't know. But I don't know if I want to wait around for him. I don't know if I want to give up what the opportunity we have right now for something like that, for waiting on him.
Well, and they've been waiting 3 years. I mean, like, you know, and that's the other part of this. Like, we all think, and people think he could be special, and Jeff appreciated, but it's not helping them right now, unfortunately. Chris in New Jersey is pissed about yesterday. What's up, Chris? Chris?
Yeah. Chris.
Can you hear me?
We got you, Chris. So how you doing?
Hey, can you hear me? What the hell? Hello?
Chris? All right, we'll get Chris back up. Aaron in San Diego, I know he's ready to roll. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's up, Aaron?
Since it is a rumor type of day today, did you hear there's a rumor floating around on you people yesterday? It was regarding a Rod WIP in talks with Charmin toilet paper on a multi-year sponsorship deal. Did you guys hear about that one?
I didn't.
That's about the funniest joke I've ever heard.
Yeah, and also, if rumors are happening on you people, I'm not sure they're the kind of rumors we run with. I mean, you people are different.
Apparently, there was a stalemate that WIP didn't like the slogan that Charmin wanted to use. WIP, the softest radio station in Philadelphia. I guess that didn't go over very well.
Well, I'm sure it wouldn't. And then here's the problem. This is now the fact that you can make that joke, that's on DeCamera, and that's on Jack, and that's on Rod, that's on Upper Matt. It's on everybody here. This is their fault.
Hey, as far as the topic of the day, we are going to ride the coattails of Hugh Douglas today. And Hugh?
Yes.
I'm not agreeing with you, but yesterday you went big, and you almost stayed home today, so... You know, Joe, I'm going to agree with you. If we're going to do this thing, let's do it. Let's sell the whole damn thing. Painter's on the table. Crawford's on the table. Miller's on the table. Boom. We need help at third base. Go out to the Padres. Give them the kitchen sink. Bring Machado over here. Let's have a juggernaut lineup that we all want in Philadelphia and make a run at this World Series thing.
Well, I'd love Manny Machado, but why are the Padres trading Manny Machado? They're in the playoffs.
Because we're just going to give him everything.
Oh, I get it.
If we're going to go big, let's go big. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, look, Aaron, if we can get Manny Machado's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. If we can get him, I'm in. I just
go get Aaron Judge.
While
we're at it, maybe Ohtani.
What
do you think, Aaron?
Might as well.
Let's shoot for the stars.
Can we have Tatis too?
And
throw him in the outfield.
Negotiation. You're going to always aim big, and then you're going to settle in the middle.
Yep. Yeah.
But hey, one more thing, guys.
We'll give him Bohm, and we'll give him Castellanos for Tatis and Machado. Deal?
No. Give him the whole farm system. Okay. Give him some incentive for the next 5 to 6 years.
Okay. I mean, listen. If they could pull it off, Aaron, I'm in. Go ahead.
And then the last thing. Leave it to Chris from Middletown, a.k.a. WIP company caller, to try to influence the youths of today and trying to make them all yes men and women out there. You know what, boys and girls? Go find what you're passionate in. Go pursue it with all your might. Be who you are. And if your boss doesn't like it, tell him to go pound sand.
Like Hugh Douglas, Aaron, appreciate the phone
call. Live your truth.
Yeah. Are you the example now people should be following? Ripping your boss, trying to get into work the next day?
Yeah, probably don't want to do that. Because everybody's boss is not as cool as our boss. Like, you know, some bosses are a little
sensitive.
Oh, now
you're trying to get back into good graces?
I think you got to Hugh yesterday.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just saying, a little sensitive. No, I got a phone call yesterday, though. I did get a phone call. I got a phone call. Because, like, when I put my tweet up,
yeah,
right.
You made it sound like you had potentially been fired.
I was drinking my Riesling.
Out of the bottle.
The close-up of you downing a bottle of Riesling might have been enough on its own.
See, and that's the thing that got people. Because normal people, they drink it out of a glass. But
well,
no.
Yeah, of course.
Let's be honest. That ain't a whole lot of wine in that bottle. That's like a 2 liter.
It's not.
That's
it's
like
less than you would think.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like it's almost like drinking one of those, not
glasses.
The 2 liter. But what's the, like, it's not the one bottle of Sprite, but it's like the one that's just up from the plastic.
To be fair, we'll get there
eventually.
Wine can.
Yeah, eventually, I'm looking for it, but I can't find it.
Wine varies between like 12 to 14.5% alcohol. Like, you make it sound like it's just nothing.
But you know, when you're drinking straight shots of liquor, it like a bottle of Riesling ain't, you know, that's a walk in the park. It's like a couple bottles.
I know it
sounds bad when I say it like
also,
that.
What about a 10 Bucky's couple?
I think the loss in the context here is you're a little bit bigger than the average person.
Yeah, but it's like
dude, if I drink an entire bottle of wine, I think.
You'll be wobbling, yeah.
No,
seriously?
I'm going to feel it, Hugh. An entire bottle of wine?
Yeah, no, it don't hit me
it's
like
It's probably
that.
The equivalent of like 4 beers. I'm going to feel it a little bit.
I don't feel that.
Right, well,
I guess what does that say about me?
It says a lot. The whole this
because I like I cranked that thing up. What you say? I ripped that bottle and I was like I was good to go. Played a few video games.
You crank it.
Crank it. Not well.
And
lather Vaseline on me. We ain't gonna talk about the one that we had earlier, but we gonna let it go. Yeah. Whatever.
What did we have earlier?
We had a little bit of mishap, but we probably won't go back to
that. Okay, well, hopefully not.
But yeah, I mean, a bottle of wine, it ain't that big, it ain't that much.
Yeah, but you put the bottle of wine picture up, and then you alluded to the idea you got fired. People got worried.
Yeah, they got worried about me.
Yeah, he was fine.
When I was drinking and, you know, getting fired. Maybe they thought I was going to go postal or something. I don't know what they was thinking. They thought I was in a bad way.
Robin Delco's up. What's up, Rob?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Hugh.
What's going on, man?
Listen. I'm going to be a Debbie Downer for you, Joe, right? Because I got a new nickname for Dombrowski, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Me, Hugh, I'm with you on everything. Hugh, we're around the same age.
This is
I'm
a problem.
52.
Yeah.
I want a dome on a stadium for the Eagles.
Oh, jeez.
Do nothing Dombrowski. That's his new nickname, Joe. Do nothing, because he is talking out as you know what, Joe. He's not going to do anything.
Well, then he should be fired on Friday. I mean, I'm saying it very simple.
Dana's ass. Goodbye, Dave. See ya. I mean, we're not going to... Do you want really Luis Roberts Jr.? Listen, I'm not going to get on the Stephen Kwan cake. He is better than Kepler, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, hold on. Last week, did you try to make the case he wasn't that much better than Kepler?
He's Kepler on roids is what he is, John. That's what he is.
Well, he's small. I mean, the roids thing doesn't make any sense.
He's small. He's tiny. He's got no pop. He's left-handed. Is he a supreme outfielder? Is he like a
Gold Glove outfielder? You know, Rob, he reminds me. He's not quite as great because this guy's a Hall of Famer. He reminds me of Ichiro. He gets on base. He hits at a high average. He plays great defense. He can run. He's a great player.
Would you be satisfied if that's all we did, Joe, Stephen Kwan?
Stephen Kwan's a difference maker.
Yeah, he likes Joe likes him and Kyle for him.
If he were the only bat that they acquired at the deadline, it would be a very good move.
Rob, he has walked more than he struck out this year. Think about the Phillies. Castellanos strikes out 6 times as much as he walks. Like, we have a guy that walks more than he strikes out. We would love this guy.
Hugh, I'm going to make 2 more points. Hugh, they probably got a family portrait of their family and then a picture of Stephen Kwan right next to them in their houses. You know what I mean?
I do. I'll have a Kwan jersey by Monday if they trade for him. I love the guy.
In your bedroom, on your dresser, you know, a picture of your beautiful
wife. Why are you anti-Stephen Kwan? He's awesome.
Because he's dug in. He's not Andrew Painter. He's not. I need somebody.
But you know what, Rob? I want to hear if the Mets get him and they win the World Series with Kwan, Lindor, Soto, and Lonzo, you're going to be screaming.
No, they're not. I'll tell you right now. I'll take a year off from calling the radio if the Mets trade for Stephen Kwan and win the World Series.
What about the Dodgers? No. What if he goes to the Dodgers?
Because the Dodgers do whatever they want, Joe. The Dodgers
Right,
spend money
because they go for it, because they don't worry about their prospects.
Well, if you want to fire Dombrowski, let's get a new owner in town, Joe.
Well, I can't do that. We can't yell about that. He owns the team.
Listen, I'm going to leave you at this crazy point, and you're going to think I'm on something to you. I'm not drinking something like you were last night. The Sixers will win a title before the Phillies win a title. That's how much confidence I have in Dombrowski, Joe, okay?
Well, the Sixers aren't winning a title anytime soon. Can we be real? He said the Sixers are going to win a title before the Phillies. If that's the truth, we're going to be waiting around here a long time Sixers aren't winning anything.
Let's face it. If they don't do it now, it's going to take them 10 years by the time we clean house of Harper and of Trey Turner and, you know, loan away, thank goodness. What's he going after next year?
After next year.
Oh, thank goodness. You know what I mean? It's going to take us 10 years to recoup all this.
At least we're on the same page they should go for. I just don't know why you're so anti-Stephen Kwan. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next, along with your phone calls here. His take on training camp, where they are so far, the tennis postponement, Elliot's take on what happened yesterday, who's really to blame, and something Vic Fangio said about one player on the defense. Boy, he's honest. Elliot next, your phone calls as well. Phillies game this afternoon in Chicago, the deadline tomorrow. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, nothing says summer like grilling. And when I fire up the grill, you know I'm bringing the flavor and the heat. Hatfield savory brown sugar marinated pork tenderloins is on my grilling go-to list. It's juicy, packed with that sweet smoky goodness, and it's so easy to make. Just pop it on the grill and boom, dinner is done right. This summer, put some pork on your fork with Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes, tips, and where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long.
Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.